This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Dr. Vernon Quartz is our guest. We have a retired Navy SEAL patriot joining us. There are a lot of military groups, active duty contractors, you name it, that are aware of the globalist child trafficking. When they even try to speak out against it, they're getting blocked on the internet or things are happening to them. Their families, but that's making them only get even more aggressive now. So there's just a total war going on. I can't even believe we're at this point. I'll be honest. I just feel guilty constantly that I'm not doing enough. I'm serious. There's so many good people in this world. There's so many good people in America, but there's also just so many asleep people, and they just empower predators to do horrible, horrible things. And Dr. Corsi, we got 4 minutes left. I appreciate your tireless work, 3-4 articles a day. You guys are so prolific. You and Kit Daniels and Don Salazar and all the rest of the great crew in there, folks. Paul Watson and, of course, Raquel Taylor and everybody else. I need to mention them all. I mention any of them. So many great people. But to be living in such incredible history, I'm going to hold you a little bit. We have a guest come up. He can wait 5 minutes. He's great. But because I want you to have a little more time on this. But just getting into this, Google wants its own puppet at the FTC chair to block any trust action. Then they turn around and act like the Republicans in the House are trying to take your privacy when these people literally gutted it and danced in our ashes. And then I have to go actually read bills myself, and then it's very nuanced. I got to call communications lawyers, high-level ones, and they confirm what you told me yesterday. Because you said it. I read your article. I believed you. Then people said I was a liar. Tried to make phone calls yesterday, and other ones. And it's just, they're like, that's dead on. And so I get why the public's uninformed, because this stuff is so complex. I do this for a living, and I can't keep track of it. I mean, what do we do?
Well, see, the key here, Alex, is understanding what the Democrats want to do. They want to get the regulations of the Internet into the FCC. Put it under Title II of the Communications Act.
So they have a great reason why they want it, but what it means is control.
And what it means is that all these rules, Internet neutrality, Internet privacy, were designed in the FCC to treat the Internet service providers, the ISPs, differently than the edge providers, the big players like Google and Facebook. So the ISP, most people don't – they're technical issues, and the Democrats know that most people don't understand these issues, so they're using disinformation. What the FCC privacy rule did was it basically didn't prevent Google and Facebook from collecting and using your what you click. Facebook, Google can even, if you're not even on a Google site, you're on some other site, Google tracks you and can record as long as you're using the Google web browser. It can track everything.
Google pled guilty to having thousands of cars drive around with key software hacking in and stealing your damn passcodes. I mean,
And so under this Internet privacy, Google could continue to do that. But the Internet service providers had to ask your permission. Now, the Internet service providers don't typically have your user data. They tie you into the Internet. And then where you go is not traced by the ISPs. So the law, this privacy rule, was written to sound like no one was going to be able to use your browsing data unless you permitted it. But that's not what the rule said. The rule applied that to the ISPs. It didn't apply it to the edge providers like Google and Facebook. And this point was made yesterday by Sean Spicer in the White House briefing, who said basically
that we — and by the way, I totally get stuff wrong sometimes. And I noticed Drudge was kind of going with this, because that's the headlines in the Washington Post and New York Times. I noticed, suddenly Drudge pulled that. So, I was really questioning you and others as well. But I noticed Spicer came out and corrected that. So, and again, anything can be done via regulation the way they project it. It's just that we really saw this happen with the whole net neutrality deal, where they call it net neutrality. It's at the end of the damn free Internet. And then, Yeah.
The clue to picking this up, and when I started writing, I'm going to do more next week.
Well, come back and finish up if you can, Doc. Hold on, Dr. Corsi, and then we've got our special guest.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. We're living on the edge.
Craig Sawyer on 2 weeks ago, and obviously he can't get into any of the classified stuff he did, and won't even say the name of the most elite SEAL team that he was in and also was a leader in. We'll just leave it at that. A lot of folks in the military, a lot of war heroes, a lot of guys, Delta Force, Navy SEALs, Army Rangers, you name it, and they, you know, say Craig's one of the, you know, greatest out there, but he's a very humble guy. But behind the scenes, talking to people that are involved internationally in different countries, they talk about all the child sex trafficking that comes out in the news. And it's being done by large defense contractor multinationals. And then you have the military there seeing it happening over the decades. This has been all over BBC, AP, Reuters. And the media just hopes you don't look at that. Just like there was 474 arrests last month, you know, in L.A. alone with 28 kids in, like, dungeons and cages, never saw it in the news again. And then when these guys start trying to even speak out against it privately, then stuff starts happening. And I don't know how much of this I can get into, but I personally experienced it as well. I've always exposed the globalists and their penchant to use child sex crime to blackmail and control people. It's well known that England's almost the capital of this, or maybe Luxembourg, places like that. I mean, this is kind of your entry card into Wahhabism. I guess that's why the British intelligence put the Wahhabists in control in Saudi Arabia, because that's just part of their religion, is pedophilia in that particular form of Islam that is now the dominant form, by the way. Saudi Arabia, you know, runs Sunni Islam, is trying to turn it over to this new really sickening thing that was like the operating system of people that rob caravans. So they took the Quran and kind of adopted it into caravan robbing and sex slavery. So that's kind of who runs Islam today, is sex slavers. There were just a few hundred of them running around the desert. Now they run everything. Buying Hollywood, China, you name it. But I wanted to ask Dr. Corsi just in closing. We just got this breaking news. Who knows if it's true, because NBC and them lie so much. But Michael Flynn's immunity request rejected by Senate Intelligence Committee. Two congressional sources. And I just, this is being handled so, so bad. And that's why you've had some of the top generals come out in the articles on InfoWars and say this is because he stood up against Obama selling us out to radical Islam. And the whole big Islamic Jihad that got launched 5 years ago that CNN and all of them backed. Because if you look at this, Flynn knows that they're going to go after him for some Turkey lobbying. And I knew about this a year ago. I was already hearing about stuff going on in Turkey and Flynn and things, trying to work for this country. But paperwork, things like that, it was seen by lawyers when he was brought on as the National Security Advisor as not that big a deal, kind of a not dot an I, don't cross a T, okay, whatever. Because that was domestic lobbying that Trump didn't want, you know, anybody involved. This was military stuff going on. And it was all very moral. But, you see, they put it out there like, oh, for the Russia stuff. No, they're threatening to put Flynn under the jail for other exaggerated, made-up stuff if he doesn't roll over and all this. While the Democrats are knee-deep in Russians, and Podesta, we broke it a month ago, it's all over the news now, massive amounts of Russian stock, Russian uranium transfers, Hillary servers, the Chinese communists running here. So I want to just put a bookend on this with Dr. Jerome Corsi about where we are historically. Because people say, oh, he's the president, let's be confident, let's move forward with his agenda. He's got the neocons, he's got the rhinos after him, he's got the Democrats, he's got the EU meddling again, saying we're going to overthrow your country. I mean, why wouldn't all Americans rally behind the president if he hadn't put up the stock market, wasn't moving to cut taxes, hadn't got the best small business numbers since 1984, hadn't got $300 billion of investment announcements coming here, wasn't obviously Americana as it gets, then I wouldn't be worried about defending Trump. But they're pissed because they're not selling America out anymore. Does it mean he'll execute stuff perfectly? I'm surprised he can get anything done at this point. They call it a big failure. It took him years to pass Obamacare. In 60-something days, he fails to get rid of it the first time. So it's a big failure. So just putting bookends on this, Dr. Corsi, and we'll go to our other guest. I appreciate your time and all the big breaking news at InfoWars.com that they just don't even counter your articles now. They just totally ignore them. That's why it's up to the audience to get these out. Then you see other publications reporting on it months later. Again, because we really are the fount of so much of the resistance. I don't say that in a power trip. It's actually scary. I don't actually want to keep being the folks that break, you know, half of the key intel. But it's a dangerous position to be in. So just bookends on where we are historically.
Well, this is going to be now guerrilla warfare from the Democrats. The Democrats are playing a Saul Alinsky game, disinformation, constant disinformation, lawyered up, threatening to sue everything, tie up every action, distorting every story, no matter how Nunes went over to the White House or got the information, which, by the way, the substance of that information shows that Trump was under electronic surveillance and his key people, certainly in the transition period.
And notice, as soon as we're proven right, they just stop saying Trump's crazy.
And they change the story. It's all disinformation. No matter what Trump does, no matter what we do, we're fake news. We're going to be attacked by lawyers. It's going to be disinformation and smear campaigns. But last point I really want to make here is that, you know, want people to get into this idea of the fake news that it's the GOP who's against internet privacy is I've been publishing and started to publish that George Soros has put $72 million with his Open Society Institute of the Ford Foundation since 2006 into this net neutrality issue, into getting the regulation of the internet under the FCC. That was the whole thing. And so if the left is the one who's trying to portray that the GOP is against internet privacy, were what Soros and Google wanted, were rules, for instance, in the FCC on internet privacy, where Google could collect all the data it wants. It still does, well, even if you're not on a Google site, anywhere you go on the internet. But the ISPs...
By the way, this isn't your opinion. We have thousands of pages of WikiLeaks of him saying, when the UN takes over the internet, I want it to shut down all the nationalist media, Drudge Report, InfoWars. He says, I want them shut down and only my news pushed. I mean, good God.
Right. But I really understand that. See, the FCC rules on internet privacy were written not to block Google from collecting all the user data. They had it. It was designed so that the ISPs had to ask permission to collect it. Well, the ISPs are small players who never had your user data, your click data anyway. They just connected you to the internet. So Google wrote the privacy rule so that they could violate your privacy at will.
And have a quasi-monopoly on it.
And then anybody who objected to this, they could say you're against internet privacy, which is what they did to the GOP. Trump is moving it back, regulation of the internet back into the FTC. The FTC has much more robust rules to protect consumer privacy. And under these, Google is going to have to bear the price of giving up its data, searching everybody's history. And Google knows it. That's why Google is trying to pick a FTC chairman who is going to be favorable to Google and not do any antitrust action. Because, see, Google understands the difference between the FCC and the FTC, and Trump understands it too. And Trump's going to get the internet back under the control of the FTC where it belongs, so these screwy Google favorable rules financed by Soros with millions of dollars and lying disinformation can't be promulgated on the American people as disinformation attacking the GOP. Was the GOP who's trying to protect privacy? That's the truth.
That's the total inversion of reality that they're such masters of. I come out and say George Soros is a horrible Nazi collaborator and is a mafia head feeding on Jewish people, which is an admitted fact he admitted to on 60 Minutes. And they say, oh, Jones is anti-Semitic. It's a total inversion. I don't want to destroy Israel. George Soros is in the WikiLeaks saying he wants to get rid of Israel. So the ADL gives him awards. What is going on at the ADL?
Well, again, you've got all these leftist organizations who are ideologically driven. So if you're, for instance, you know, Google, and you're offering to give all this data you've got on everybody's search habits to Hillary Clinton to be her main advisor for her, you know, get out the vote in her donor list, which Eric Schmidt offered to do. It's in the WikiLeaks documents, Podesta emails. Then anything you want to do is okay, because the left decides you're with us. You're Google. You hate conservatives. You hate America. You hate the Constitution. So you get a pass. And that's the way the ideological left plays. It's the same way the communists played in the Cultural Revolution in China in the 60s. And if you disagree with them, you're either going to be criminalized or you go to thought reform school, because your views as a conservative or libertarian are not going to be tolerated.
And here's the deal. That came out in the Weatherman trial. And, of course, we had the great Green Beret that infiltrated them and exposed. And they were there. They said, we're going to do Maoist camps. We're going to put 50 million Americans in. We're going to kill half of them. And he's in the meeting with PhDs from Columbia, Harvard, coldly talking about how they're going to murder us. And I just want all these guys to know.
Alex, by the way, that work came out. I was doing it in the 60s. I was working on contracts at universities with the clearances. And I was part of it, infiltrating, getting the information out of the Vietnam veterans against the war.
Well, I know. I know you've done a lot of secret stuff, and you never talk about it on air. So when do you want to talk about all the stuff you've done?
We got that information from attending Vietnam veteran against the war meetings and recording them. And that information we put out when I wrote, co-authored with John O'Neill, Unfit for Command. We showed it in detail of the Vietnam veterans against the war working with the communist Chinese.
No, I know you were part of that, but I want to get into all the other stuff, because it's just and I'm having one of those moments. Who was the great guy that he died a few years ago that we've had on so many times, who was the guy that was in the meetings and testified? What was his name?
Oh, I know there was a lot of it was against a guy named Hubbard. I'd have to pull down the book on Fit for Command to remember his name. But there was he was one of the guys who infiltrated
Well, the point is, go out to their events, and we've sent people to local communist events as well, and they're like the police review boards, you name it. They're not even hiding it. They're like at UT lecture halls openly how they're going to take over and kill us and stuff. I mean, I'm like, I just as a man, I don't know why. I'm not calling for violence. At a certain point, though, how do we just sit here and put up with this? Thank you so much, Dr. Jerome Corsi. God bless you.
Thank you.
All right. I appreciate our next guest patiently holding the last 15 minutes. I ran over earlier. He'll be with us a little bit in the next hour. Then Leanne McAdoo is going to be joining us in studio and David Knight. Craig Sawyer, again, I already knew who Craig Sawyer was. And then, of course, I have some friends that worked as contractors in other clandestine areas, obviously the CIA and things overseas. And they said, no, Craig's a really great guy. He knows exactly what's going on. And also, he's a listener of yours. And, of course, he told the story last time he was on about the CIA guy years ago in country in a secret operation saying, you want to know what's going on here? Listen to this, which I'm always honored to hear. And I've been told that story quite a few times by a lot of folks. But that's just because we have all these guys on over the years and people. I mean, I remember you used to have the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Moore, on. I used to have the former head of the Air Force, Benton T. Parton. I mean, I've just had hundreds and hundreds of these great people, many of which aren't with us, unfortunately, anymore. And a lot more behind the scenes we talked to. So it's not like I came up with any of this. I've done my research, and I've got the sources, and we're willing to put it out. But I haven't pre-interviewed Craig for the second time. We went out and had dinner and stuff before I ever had him on air. I never talked to him before. But obviously, a lot of the stuff he's seen is classified. But I talked to a lot of other folks. It's come out in the news. You can just search engine. UN caught running child sex slaves or big corporations doing it. And the military sees this, then tries to blow the whistle. But then even when they don't even do it publicly, all of a sudden they start getting shut down on the internet, on their social networks. If you do it, then they really shut you down. He's been through that. We're going to talk about it today. And of course, Craig's the type of guy that I'm guessing, so I want you to come on. Let's go on the offense. Since they're trying to shut us down openly. That's what I announced last week. That's what he's saying he's doing. I bet he didn't even hear the show. We're just all on the same page. And I can't get into a lot of it because it's quite frankly, the media would run crazy with it, and it sounds unbelievable because that's how truth is, stranger than fiction. But tacticalinsider.com is his website. Craig R. Sawman Sawyer is a Marine veteran, former Navy SEAL, sniper, and combat instructor. He's the owner of Tactical Insider, which brings tactical advanced weapons and combat to Hollywood films and actors. And I'm not going to go through his whole bio and the rest of it, but he's joining us here on air. I know off record I've talked to some of his folks he was with, some of the crazy stories and things they've seen. But the reason he's here is, I don't know how far you can go into this, but sex crimes in America are just exploding. And the feminists all say it's Western culture. No, it's not. It's Islamic culture. It's third world culture that are admittedly more readily accepting this. And it's getting crazier and crazier where our military is told, let the Muslims rape children. It's their culture. Well, now in Europe, they're saying that. And then I don't know how far he can go into things, but this stuff really hits close to home for everybody. And if it hasn't burned you yet or people you know, then just wait. It's going to happen. And so it's like evil's coming out of the nest. It's coming out of the cave. It's like the devil walking around roaring, seeing who he may devour. And so none of us have all the answers. I don't know exactly what to do. I just know I'm going to get the word out and move forward. We're going to beat these people. But we're dealing with very, 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 very wicked people. Trump has arrested, it was 1,800 a few weeks ago. It's over 3,000 alleged pedophiles. But a lot of times it's not child porn. It's with the kids in cages, okay? And the big telltale sign is like California on February 2nd, KTLA, biggest TV station in L.A., 424 arrested, 28 kids in bondage, some of them in cages. Nothing about the kids, nothing about where they are now, nothing about what was going on in this network. And I've seen this type of article thousands of times over the years. And so this is the real currency of the globalists. So I don't know where we're even going here today other than a brainstorm session about what we can do. And I know a lot separately, people are sick of this in the military. They're tired of the Islamic takeover, the globalist takeover, the head of the EU threatening to break the United States up yesterday when he's the leading Nazi heir. Juncker, I mean, you can't make this up. Basically, the Nazis took Luxembourg. He rules it now. And he's the head of the EU. It's like some royal weasel on an unelected EU thing. So I'm ranting. The point is that they want us to shut up about pedophilia. They want us to shut up about what's going on. And look, we're just investigating. Sometimes we're right. Sometimes we're wrong. We'll correct when we are. The point is that why is there the demonization? Why is Salon saying pedophilia is no big deal? Why is the UN trying to legalize it, saying it's just a sexual preference? Why are they trying to lower the age of consent for kids all over the world? What is going on? Why are they allowed, the guess we had yesterday, thousands of girls being raped and everything by Muslims, and the police say it's okay, it's their culture in England? That's mainstream news. So what's happening here? Why, now we see Orthodox, radical, Wahhabist Islam, pedophilia is a tenet in the Quran, merging with these pedophile networks. So, again, I haven't talked to the Saw Man since way back to him when I walked out of a steakhouse a few weeks ago here in Austin after he did a great job on the show, tacticalinsider.com. But he's a polite guy, so he'll pause a lot. So just take over, tell folks about your idea. I know other people are launching similar ideas, already have. I know special ops people that are currently actually doing raids all over the world, saving people out of sex slavery. We probably can't get into that because it's obviously being funded by some patriots, and who knows, the government even knows what's going on. But the point is, Craig, you know more about this stuff than I do, so I don't know how much we can talk about, but you've got the floor. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me on, Alex. Well, in short, I am inclined to go public with this because this whole pedophile business has been really suppressed by the media. I know people that have done good investigations, been part of the great roundups and networks of arrests in this field, and they just say, man, it just doesn't hit the light of day. It just goes away. Because there is so much influence. A lot of these pedophiles are very connected, they're very wealthy, and they own a lot of the media, and things just get swept under the rug. And I have decided to go independent. We were supposed to have a television series to kind of show this 2 years ago, and it keeps not happening because those involved in the media apparently don't want to still see this come to light. So my heart breaks when I imagine the visual of what I'm learning from my friends that are deep into these investigations and saying, you know, Craig, this is turning out, they're revealing itself to be the front lines between good and evil in the United States. This is really kind of what my friends are seeing as the front lines of the fight for the soul of our nation, because it's so sick and so depraved what they're learning with these arrests and the bus and what they're finding. It's hard for us to believe as decent, you know, morally decent citizens what's going on. And
well, I don't mean to interrupt you after my 10-minute intro. I should also add, you're also a veteran federal law enforcement officer, and we probably can't even get into all those classified areas you've been involved in. So you have federal law enforcement connections. You have also, obviously, in the CIA, Navy SEALs, everything. You've been in it, all of it. And so the point is, this is what you're getting back from everybody. And we see it in the news. 3,000-plus reported pedophiles arrested, many times with the sex slaves, and then it goes totally dark. That shows total proof, the total control.
Yeah, absolutely. It's being suppressed, and that's where I think the fight really is in shining the light on it. I always say sunlight is the best antiseptic for corruption, and that is exactly what's needed here. That's what the doctor ordered. That's what I feel like I can do with my background and my connections. Man, I've got a team with senior veterans from virtually every intelligence and law enforcement agency out there, as well as the highest end of counterterrorism for operators. So we can do a lot of good with this. And it's really all about for our organization.
And we're going to launch it when we come back from break. I want a drum beat. You're launching a new national organization. This is going to really scare the scumbags. But I want you to really take your time when we come back. Walk through everybody having this come to Jesus moment and just seeing it. And like you said, the fight for the soul of the world, not just America. This is really going on. It's a pedophile empire. It's how it was described to me by a senior retired general. And they just say, this is the one thing you touch, they come after you. Well, you know what? It's time to say, fill your hand, isn't it?
Yeah, man, it is. It is. It's, I can't look away, Alex. You know, there are a lot of things I'd rather spend my time doing than I'd rather be, you know, at the beach with those that I care about or doing anything else recreational. But I, with my background, I feel like I have the ability to make a positive difference, and my heart breaks for these children, and I cannot look away, and I will do what I can. And I think my best impact is to expose it so that we can clean it up.
Let me launch it right now. Everybody needs to tweet it, Facebook it. The reason you're doing this, and we talked about this probably last week, but we're going to get more when we come back. We haven't talked much since then, or haven't talked since then. You just say, I got to do something, I want to do something, and we're going to talk about it when we come back, but it's vetsforchildrescue.org. And just since he started talking about it privately, they've shut off a Twitter, Facebook, you name it, won't let him spread anything, because again, folks, everything's surveilled by these people. That's what's so scary it is. We got a pedophile network in control, basically, the NSA. They'll be back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
I'm going to come back, and I want him to start at the beginning and just lay it out as much as he wants to tell you. But I was told Trump's going after the pedophiles when he got in. That was something we mentioned on air, but it's like, wow, that's an interesting campaign promise to people behind the scenes of the military. And other folks that I talked to, and then you see his tweet from years ago saying, you know, we need to just kill these people. When they get convicted, I want them executed. Because he's in New York, he knows about the elites, and it's just Trump just, I know people that have known him 50 years, not just like Roger, 40. He hates people that abuse children. And Trump is just, well, he's a neat freak and a lot of other things. He just can't stand pedophiles. And so Trump just says, roll them up, because you know, law enforcement gets persecuted. People go after them. Stuff happens to their families. And Trump just, hey, he's told the agencies, everybody, roll them up. And that's why Trump looks a little more serious when you even see him now. It's not the old happy Trump, because he now knows way more than he knew before. Vetsforchildrescue.org. We're talking about launching this. Other groups are doing this behind the scenes. You're seeing, I mean, the number is over 3,000 now arrested in just 69 days that Trump's been in. And I mean, it's not the old-fashioned just some child porn. It's people with 4-year-olds, with 2-year-olds in cages. It's legislators, it's judges, it's high-powered people. It's bad, folks. And I want to be clear, I'm not saying most judges are involved in this. You find it, though, because they've got controllers in key positions. And they're trying to take our system over. That's why they're doing this. You can see in the news their agenda and their publications even promoting it, like pedophilia is okay. They're going to take that out of context. I didn't say that. That's Salon Magazine. You know, all this other crap. Let me have access to this and that. So we're going to go back to Craig here in a moment. Just so you know, and I'm not complaining. This is my job. Quite frankly, it's not gallows humor. It's more than that. I know when they're nationally saying, shut off my advertisers, kick me off Google, kick me off AdRoll, shut me down, arrest me, gag. It's in the news that I must be really hurting these people. And boy, when I go into the pedophile stuff, they just go completely insane. So I realize, but you need to know, though, kind of like the Alamo sending a letter out, hey, we're here, we're going to stay to the end. They are chopping our tentacles off, the different legs of our stool here all the time. We're growing other ones fast. We're moving forward, and it feels good. I mean, we're in a war, though. This is an information war with people out there that actually have to deal with it on the ground, like these law enforcement people and military veterans that have to go in and see the kids in the cages, okay? Okay? Because I won't even in these investigations look at the stuff, okay? I just can't do it. I've never seen it. I won't see it. I've seen some stuff investigating Islamists that I couldn't believe. So I guess I have seen them killing kids. But the point is that this stuff's meant to kill your soul. Imagine the guys that have to deal with it, and then nothing's done on top of it. That's one reason you see all the suicide with veterans and people, because they understand that nothing's being done to fight real evil. So now with our iodine, you have to get it from gas drilling. There's only a few big companies that go that deep to get it. We're the only company putting out deep earth crystal stuff. You got to get DEA approved. You do all sorts of stuff with this. Not what we sell you, because it's put into palm oil, but the pure crystals. That's why it's so good. It's the good halogen. It's helped me so much. It's helped so many other people. We're selling out of it. We've been selling this 4 years, and I've never sat there and said, oh, by the way, we might not be able to get the crystals anymore. But now it's running into issues. Oh, well, you know, when we go in, it costs a lot to extract it when we hit 12,000 feet. So you need to pay more. And either we're going to get a new source, or it's going to go up in price, because it already cost me a lot. I mean, we're talking, there's like $7 of the iodine alone that goes in the bottle, and then the palm oil and the packaging and the marketing and everything else. So the point is, but we're running a special 30% off and selenium from mustard seed needed in all electrochemical activity. They go together like a horse and carriage, supercharging. I mean, I've lost 60, 70 pounds, folks. I'm no beach body, but the point is, I work out less than I did when I was trying to lose it because of the selenium, because of the X2, the super male, but if you want it, you better get it now, because it's about to sell out. Then we've got one more big run we can do with what we've got left in our DEA-approved vault in a western state. Right? We're supposed to say where these factories are when you have this stuff, because it's a big trusted company that makes it, but they also are connected to pharmaceutical manufacturing. But you just don't have precursors to stuff like many drugs you see, because iodine's a key element, folks. So they can't stop us from having it and giving it to you, but there are rules how we get you. So the point is, we jumped through a lot of hoops to get you this. And now these oil companies know some big wheels are coming around trying to buy it up. And so the squeeze is on us. So it's just, and the word is, that's the type of intel they're getting, though. They're just working around the clock. I'm not sure that's what this is, but the last month, all hell's breaking loose. So get your iodine, support the broadcast. I'm going to still keep the price low, even though we're probably going to sell it. So we got like 25 minutes, 30 minutes left with our guest. I appreciate him putting up with me while I try to fund our operation. But, Craig, recap what you said earlier, some of your background for new listeners that just tuned in. Craig Sawyer, tacticalinsider.com, the Sawman, famous Navy SEAL, even more famous for folks that don't know what he actually did in the SEALs, former federal officer, host of major TV shows. I can't go over all of it. History Channel's Most Deadly Missions. You've got the program Top Shot, all 5 seasons. Point is, you're a prominent, super respected guy. You're coming out saying, you have all these other colleagues that are saying they're covering up mass pedophilia. We see the roundups happening. We see the stories being killed. That is, all these should just be giant number one stories. So take it over.
Yeah, well, I do have an eclectic background, a kind of a wide scope of personal experience. And I think that's what's allowed me to assemble this team of experts that are senior veterans of so many different units, law enforcement, intelligence, counterterrorist units that are very, very, very capable. They spent their lifetimes solving very difficult problems internationally. And all my colleagues are very good people. And they, in this case, we just want to rally around the innocent babies and children who are being tortured. And their little lives and psyches are being shattered by pedophiles and learning what's going on. And you're right. President Trump has his DOJ after these guys, and they're making hundreds and even thousands of arrests now. So thank God. That's a great thing. And what I have been frustrated in watching, and others as well, is how suppressed this issue has always been. And it just seems like no matter how much good work is done trying to clean this up, the American citizens don't really get to learn about it. This just kind of goes away. It goes quiet. So when I was in the Federal Air Marshal Service, I blew the whistle on a guy that was eventually taken down for gross mismanagement and retaliation. And he was at the top of the Las Vegas field office for that. He had come from the FBI. So I saw how the government, puts a damper on things that it doesn't want to get out. And I saw what government crooks do, what they look like when they can't control things. In the case of the Air Marshal Service, the those who were guilty of gross mismanagement at the top of the Air Marshal Service were very, very rattled, visibly shaken when they had air marshals who were going to the press, because these managers had their federal system wired and they could get away with whatever they wanted because they had come up through the ranks with their colleagues and other MSPB, different aspects of the federal government, OIG and so forth, that are supposed to intervene in the case of mismanagement. They had it all wired. And they're arrogant about it, but they couldn't control those who are going directly to the media undercover. While at the time I didn't agree with those going to the media, I saw an observation how it rattled those who were crooked. And that's what they could not control. That's what they feared most. And I think that's what I'm going to apply to this pedophile ring crisis. And that's what I can do, Alex. I'm not afraid. I've got a unique background that allows me to have colleagues that are very connected, very powerful, and gathering the information, cooperating with federal and local law enforcement, being part of these investigations and busts. And most importantly for us is sharing, circumventing the gatekeepers of the of big Hollywood and the so-called news media who would keep this suppressed, and getting it out there anyway against all odds so that we, the American people, can be informed. And the ultimate objective of my effort on this, Alex, is to create a non-permissive environment for this scourge against the very soul of our nation, which is our children.
And again, let's talk about what you just launched today, vetsforchildrescue.org. I know that just across the Patriots that are in law enforcement, but also in the military, you name it, and also internationally. People know this is real. It keeps coming out. The British police chiefs come out and say the whole government's run by pedophiles, basically, in the UK. Most of the dominant positions. They keep catching them in Europe in huge rings, and then it gets covered up. And then I've talked to a lot of people. They say, Alex, don't you get it? They're not just mad at Trump about trying to return power to America and make us great again. It's the pedophilia. And it's true. When you hit on this, all hell breaks loose for myself, you, and we're not trying to intimidate people for these groups. It's just people need to understand the old saying, World War II bomber pilots, as you know, Craig, you're over the target, you're getting the flak. They used to steer into the flak clouds and drop their bombs. I mean, this is like the flak on this is just incredible. And I see MSM because, we come out and, correct some statement we made on some issue or whatever about a larger topic, and they go, oh, my God, Alex Jones says pedophilia doesn't exist or whatever. It's like so crazy to see major publications sexualizing children, saying it's no big deal, promoting it, trying to sexualize children in the schools. Clearly, they're obsessed with this, and those of us that aren't like them just don't get it. So from your sources, and I've got a stack of news here I can show TV viewers, just every day, massive arrests of prominent pedophiles found with the kids. It's not like, it's just some child porn got put on their computer or something. That's a classic setup. How deep it goes, how big it is, and what your sources are saying from the things they're seeing.
What I am learning, Alex, is that some of the biggest names, families, and foundations anywhere are complicit in this. It's part of their culture. It's a ritualistic thing that apparently they feel like they get power from doing these unthinkable things to infants. I can't wrap my mind around it. I've seen a lot, Alex, but this seems to be the worst. And whatever it is, we're going to expose it. We're going to show the people. A lot of people are advising me, Craig, you can't show this. The American public can't stand it. They can't, you know, they can't deal with it. And then I'm thinking, man, it's happening. We as a nation have to be at least strong enough. If these children can endure this, can't we pay enough attention to help correct it? I mean, that's the least we can do, is at least tune in long enough to go, hey, look, all right, this is unacceptable. We can group together. We can unite to create stronger legislation against this, not to allow it to be normalized and say that it's okay, because it's not okay for the infant that's tortured or murdered. It's not okay for the child whose emotions are shattered, their psyche is just absolutely devastated, traumatizing. And a lot of times they never recover. They're never right, even if they survive it physically. It's unthinkable. It is evil. The guys that are on the closest parts of the investigation, Alex, are calling it evil just due to how destructive and how deranged and perverse it is. And my concern is how pervasive it is, how many are involved, and how wide it goes. And I think the longer it stays quiet, the longer these perverts and predators who are attacking the soul of our nation and our kids are allowed to enjoy the veil of secrecy, the more depraved and the larger this thing grows, this beast. So I think we've got to rip the lid off of it, shine some sunlight on it in order to create a non-permissive environment for this in the future.
That's right, because there's nothing they censor more than us even trying to... that KTLA article where they admit kids found in cages and all this and you know, 474 arrested and all the rest of it, and the police finally doing this because they've got the green light from the president, you know, that at least they're going to get some backing. Meanwhile, we try to share that on Facebook. They won't let us do it. And I guess we talked a few weeks ago at dinner. We haven't really talked since then, or whatever it was, a week and a half ago. I guess, not putting words in your mouth, that's what finally pushed you over the line, pissing you off, that you'd try to even share links and they'd ban you. And then personally, seeing stuff going on in your town, it's just, this is a spirit. So can you, speak specifically to why you've launched and what's going to happen with vetsforchildrescue.org? Because if we get America's finest veterans and patriots and law enforcement speaking out openly. By the way, this is some of the most powerful radio we've ever done. I'm going to send you an external mic, though, so the audio is better. This is powerful, Craig. And you know, I talked to all these other guys, and they just say that it's all well-known. It's documented. It keeps coming out. The UN, seems like people join the UN to do this. It's like the UN seems to be a cult that does it. So as, I guess, contractors, you guys have seen this, you know, going on or heard about it. And so it's just coming to a head, and it seems like there's an attempt here to just take over culture and kind of come out of the closet with the pedophilia and the Satanism.
Well, if you look into the history of how the perversion in the United States has been incorporated into our medical system, into our educational system, and into our laws, it's been a very deliberate and systematic twisting of the truth. And I know you're aware of it, Alex, but a lot of the other people aren't. I would encourage anyone to research it. There are a lot of documentaries that have been put together. Investigators put together the history of that, but it's a systematic campaign to break down the basic moral decency of the United States and one at a time normalize these different types of perversion. And I say, man, you know, whatever you do between consenting and adults is not really my concern. What I'm concerned about is a child who can't say no. Child who has no say, enduring the unthinkable. Child doesn't understand why these.
I should say it not because we want to act tough, but because it's true. I'm not somebody that shoots my mouth off about violence, but knowing what I know from behind the scenes and what's confirmed, as a man, I You know, I mean, seriously, I want these people tried, convicted, and listen, I'm happy to sit up there at the public square and hang their ass. I'll sit there all day and flip those levers after they get a jury of their peers. They want to mainline this crap. They keep pushing. They think they can dominate us. I mean, what is it like you, a trained, you know, like you said, a sheepdog, a lover, not a fighter, but somebody that's ready to, you know, kill bad guys. How do you handle that animal energy? Because the reason I never focus on this too much over the years is when I do, I get so pissed that I can't handle it. I mean, I get physically pissed off listening to this.
Well, I am angry about what I see, Alex, but I find, having had a very sincere and devout pastor for a father who did so much good, that love is more powerful than hate. It really is. You want to rock something. You want to devastate a campaign that is damaging. You do it with love, and you stay within the lines of what people can accept as good and
wholesome. That's the most powerful thing I think I've heard in 22 years of broadcasting. Let me say this. I was having that feeling this morning that I was actually on my knees praying at like 5 a.m. because I hate these people so much that I feel like I'm becoming evil. I hate them so much. And I was just asking God to give me the strength to do this through love, because that is what the strength is. I do what I do because I love people. But at a certain point, it's just like, I guess we just lovingly move forward. But at the same time, I guess we lovingly, once they're convicted, flip that switch.
Well, I feel like I have to do this so I am unafraid. This isn't about me. I don't do this in my own strength. I'm doing this because I feel...
No, you're a TV host. You're doing a great job. We're the top guys in Hollywood for training. Undoubtedly, we talked about this off record. I'm not going to say it, but we all pay a price for telling the truth. Like, who cares? We're telling the truth. That's what really matters. But, yeah, you're doing this despite the fact it'll probably hurt your career, because you know what Hollywood's packed with.
Yeah, I'm past that. They have no idea what's coming from me and mine. I know enough to know the game of what's going on and the struggle for power of the United States and the rest of the globe. But I'm focused on the United States. And this is our home. This is our nation. And I am not afraid. And what I have seen really, really makes the biggest difference is when someone who is not afraid takes it to the crooks. And a lot of people, and this is what I started to touch on before, I didn't get it all out before, Alex, just about overcoming fear. It is those of us who do not fear that bring the fight to the crooks, that rattles them and shakes their cage and brings their house of cards tumbling down. It's not that I'm so brilliant and I'm so capable by myself. Again, this isn't about me. This is the fact that I feel that I've been called to tear the lid off of this, shine the sunlight on
it. You're committed.
And I am not afraid, and so I am coming for them. And yes, I do have all the deadliest skills anyone's ever had. U.S. government, thank you, Alex, for your tax dollars and everyone else, spending millions of dollars teaching me and training me to do so many things. And all of the college that I've assembled to bring this fight forward. And it's not about how spooky and deadly we are, although we are, but that allows us not to be afraid. And not by our strength do we do this, but we carry the good fight forward to expose that which is unacceptable and simply clean it up. I do not hate those, as despicable and harmful as their actions are against these kids. I hate the act. I hate the
spirit
on the victims. That's what I hate. If there's any hate, it's that. I love the children so much that I want to go and change this, and I fear not, and I will not be stopped.
And let's be clear. When they kill patriots or take us down or set us up or destroy us, we chose this. The enemy always celebrates it when patriots fall, people that love God fall. God loves that. That's an example, the tree of liberty. So let's be clear, whatever happens to us in this mission, and clearly now they've let us know this is the mission, we chose. We're not running away. Escape's not our plan. We're here. We're facing it. We have victory by making the right choice. That's what it's all about, is the spiritual decision.
Yep, I watched my father do the right thing no matter what it cost him. He was singularly focused on his relationship with God, with his creator, and nothing deterred him, nothing distracted him. He understood. He was all about it. He was tuned in, and I saw that positive model was so impactful, so powerful. It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life. And so I use that as kind of a model to emulate. If he can make that sort of impact, what can we have? and his under his influence and his guidance, his role model, I intend to honor my father in what I do, and one day see him again. Hopefully he's proud. I know he will be, but pardon me, it's an emotional thing, because anytime I talk about my father, there's a lot of his stuff. But
talk about your father. That's where you get the honor from. Talk about your dad. It's okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, again, it's hard because it's so close to home. But when I went off to the SEAL teams, I couldn't come back home to Houston, Texas, and take my father anywhere without people coming up and hugging him and thanking him for all the things that he did. You know, he would go to the prisons and he would go to hospitals and you know, the mean streets and just help people turn their lives around. Good stuff.
Well, the good news is good's coming back into the world. And we're going to come after these evil people. I think their offensive against humanity is a sign of their actual weakness. I think it's their battle of the bulge. What do you think?
Well, again, and let me continue on my fear thing. I have seen that those who abuse their authority, those that have abused their wealth, those who abuse their power are the weakest among us. So many Americans, the citizens feel disempowered and they feel afraid of those behind the curtain because of a big fancy title, a big fancy name, and a picture that has been painted. But what I have done by by blowing the whistle against high-ranking crooks, I have seen how rattled they were when somebody dared stand up to them. And I saw how powerful that was, and I learned through people close to them how afraid they were of me and how they were shaking in their shoes and visibly turning white at the mention of my name. And again, I don't think I'm some sort of particular genius or super spooky guy. I think it's just I will tell the truth and I will not be stopped. And
well, it's a spirit.
I care to do that and the spirit of doing what's right. And I think that's what crooks fear most. And I would encourage every American to feel empowered. You are not as small as you would be led to believe. You are not as insignificant as you are led to believe. You are more powerful. You have elected officials that you control, whether or not they get into office at the local level.
Well, let me just say this before this hour ends, because you're launching this, and I'm glad you're doing it, but people need to support it. What is vetsforchildrescue.org? How do folks get that past the censors? How do they support you? And what are you guys planning to do with the support?
Well, first of all, because they can't really see it on the screen, I want them to know that the website is Vets, V-E-T-S, and the number 4, and then the words childrescue.org. So Vets 4, the number 4, childrescue.org. They can go there. There's a way to donate. We're starting a nonprofit organization to do this independently so that we can get past the gatekeepers who would tell us no and suppress what we're doing. And before we can get all the bureaucratic red tape done of processing the nonprofit org.
You're planning to expose pedophilia rings in a docuseries by Spec Ops Vets. And there's a lot more obviously behind that. The goal's $250,000. People listening are billionaires. They should just give it right now. Hell, I'm going to make a donation. I know you guys are for real. This is already going behind the scenes. This is how we're going to bring them down with what you're doing and so many others are doing. This is amazing. Vets4ChildRescue.org. Folks, you want us to do something, you keep calling for us to do something, we're doing it. Craig has big careers, big TV shows on Discovery and History and all these other, you know, all clothing lines, everything else. He's going into the fray, folks. You know, front and center, one of the most famous Navy SEALs out there, taking them on. And believe me, they are crapping their drawers right now. A lot of their stuff's happening behind the scenes as well. Okay, so that's what you're seeing with Trump. Listen, we're in a war with these people. That's why they're panicking, because we're on their ass. Stay with us. We'll be back in 70 seconds with 5 more minutes. That's for childrescue.org. Spread that link right now. Let's defeat the enemy. It's an info war.